Blog Talk Radio.
Edition. We're back on the air. It's been a while, but we're going to be more consistent because we need to get the voices of the voiceless out there for everyone to listen to. Welcome to Living Loud Nation for Monday, March 27, 2017. I am your host, Rob Uzzle, and joining me, as always, my new co-host. He would like to be known as Metal Bird, or you can call him simply Travis Steele.
Yeah, what's up out there? Do you hear me?
So, Mr. Steele, tonight we're going to talk about feminism versus NITDAO, and we're going to talk about politics if you want to get into that. With that being said, you have the floor.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do politics, man. Politics are kind of like...
Yeah,
kind of a touchy situation, you know what I mean?
I promote the show again if you want to call in. The call in number is 347-989-1048. That again is 347-989-1048. So let's start the conversation off about, you know, we got about 45 minutes we can go. As far as being live. From the free Blog Talk Radio, we got 30 minutes live feed, but then there's what's called the after party, which is an additional 15 minutes. So this could end up really being a 45-minute conversation. And I think that we can really get the word out as far as NITDAO. So without wasting any further time, I'll give you the floor. I know you were kind of doing some other things over there computer-wise.
Yeah, I'm finished now, so you're all good. Yeah, so Rob, recently, I know about you, man. You said you dealt with a little situation with the little woman there, right?
Yeah. Let me go ahead and just talk about the story. Basically, I'm on a dating site called Tinder, and Tinder's known as a hookup sexual encounters. And most of these women, they if you do get matched up with them, they all said the same shit. By the way, this is a rated R show, so anything goes, anything can be said. The views and the viewpoints, those of the individuals, either Travis Staley, or a.k.a. Travis Steele, or Rob Uzzle, or Rob Shrinoff Uzzle, and do not reflect those of the actual program in progress. Just wanted to throw that disclaimer out there. Now, we won't mention names, so we'll call her Brittany. We'll call her Brittany for lack of a better term. Brittany is super hot, I think, except the fact that she has all this god-awful goth emo fucking makeup on that she doesn't really fucking need. I mean, you've seen the girl, so you know.
Yep.
And I've never heard her play keyboard. I don't know if she's any good or not. That's neither here or there. Let me get to the story. What? You want to say something? Go ahead.
Nah, I ain't going to say nothing. You there?
Have you actually heard her play? Yeah. Have you actually heard her play?
I think I know who you're talking about. She used to be in some local band. I'm not going to give the name, but I think I know who you're talking about.
So I see her, this is about 2 weeks ago. So I see her on there. We got like 32 mutual friends. So I sent her a super like. She didn't match me back. I decided to send her a message, and I was saying, hey, look, I thought you were hot. I thought we were both musicians. She tells me she's dating somebody, but I said, are you sure it doesn't have nothing to do with race, weight, disability? You know, my usual cop-outs that I like to use, which is probably getting older and need to move on from, but that's neither here nor there.
Sometimes you gotta test a girl that, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was kind of a test because I wanted to know up front without wasting any fucking time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, we can be friends, we're cool, whatever. So I made a video on YouTube, the last one. You can check it out at youtube.com/Rob5. It's been up for about 9 years or whatever, that particular page. But I was playing guitar, and I was doing some metal riffs, and I was giving her opinion. And she didn't respond. And instead of being a grown fucking woman and saying, hey, look, I don't want to fuck with you, dude. I think that you, I don't like your music, or you're coming off too strong. You know, she didn't do that. So I finally just got, like, to the point, like, trying to conversate with her, and she was still just tripping or whatever. And then I texted her. I don't recall doing this, but she made it a very big point, which I'm going to get to. She said that I sent her a Facebook message at 3 a.m., which may or may not have happened, but according to my calculations in reviewing our history, I did not see a time, or I didn't see a point or a timestamp that would indicate that I messaged to Brittany at 3 a.m. So she lied about that. And then we got into a little argument about it, and then that was the end of it. So then the next day, this past Friday, just a couple of days ago, and I was taking a shower. I was washing my ass, get ready to leave the house and go run some errands, pick up friends or whatever. And I get back, and I see I had a missed call from, I don't know, a creditor or whatever. And I noticed that she tried to call me. So I tried to message her back, and she blocked me. So then I go over to her page, which is, like, public because she has over 5,000 friends. And she goes on this rant about that I don't owe that. I mean, you remember what she was basically saying, that it's kind of creepy when you meet somebody. I'm in a band. If you don't know me and we don't want to be your friends, don't send me a message. Don't come to my show. Very discouraging. And she mentioned the 3 a.m. thing, so I knew she was talking about me. And when I talked to my BFF, she was like, because she saw everything, because I sent screenshots. You've seen everything. I sent screenshots.
Like,
you know, she's a big feminist, and she's like, how do you know the old girl wasn't talking about you? She could have been talking about anyone else. And she played the defenses role. And so she called me out on a motherfucking message hours before this phone call happened. Now, mind you, she called me. I didn't call her on Messenger. So I got a bad habit. If I know a little something about you and I really want to get under your skin, I'm going to hit you where it hurts. That's just the way I am. I'm working on it. I don't like to be ignored in any capacity. That's just going to piss me off, and I'm going to end up doing something impulsive. I blame the ADHD on it, even though I know I'm in control of whatever I do. So I attacked her And Travis will agree. Travis got on my ass about this. We've had in-depth conversations about this. Kyle laughing my ass. Kyle, you know, he's like, fuck her, you know, it doesn't matter. He like totally supportive and didn't really give a shit. And I mean, you saw the messaging, man. You saw Kyle and Kristen and all the motherfuckers going back and forth. And Kyle was, he don't care. He was like, well, whatever. He was the only motherfucker that didn't get on my ass about the fact that I brought up the kid. And that's what stemmed. This whole thing stemmed from her not responding to one musician to another to get an opinion about one's music. That's what this whole thing stemmed from.
Yep. And see, here's the problem, and this is where I need to come in and talk right now. This is the problem I got with women today, that they do this shit. It's like, especially on dating sites like that, you hit them up, and they totally ignore you. So the guy's going to be like, you know, thinking, well, what else can I say to get this girl's attention? And, you know, another problem is, women are getting hit up thousands and thousands of times a day on social media, or not just social media, just, you know, they're getting hit up thousands of times a day on websites like that, you know, on Tinder, you know, on dating sites and shit. And that's, it feels like there's so many competition when it's really not. But the problem I have out there is women play too many games. They act like, in this case, this woman acts like she's there, she's single, but then she sees a guy like you, Rob, and I don't mean no disrespect, dude, but, you know, you are a pretty hit, you know, you're not average, but you're a heavy set guy. I mean, I know I've been down this road before, man, and she basically ignores you because you're a big shit that guy. And you know what's funny? I saw this girl's photo. I've seen this girl in person. Yeah, she's got some nice boobs, but she ain't really good looking. And she acts like that. Man, that just proves what's wrong with women today. Women, you know, when I say women are only worried about money, looks, and social status, or they always want what you call the bit they think is the best looking guy out there, but in the end, they're not getting nowhere thinking that way. They're never gonna get chasing these fucking trophy male supermodel type guys. You ain't getting.
Let me cut in for a second. Let me just finish the story. It's not much. Yeah. There's not much more to tell. I mean, but I want to give it out to the Living Loud Nation. The followers that we do have that continue to listen to us, even though we've been on a hiatus because of change in management and co-hosts. Now that we have a new co-host, we're going a different direction, going to the direction that I think that we need to go. We're not just going to be talking about Mitchell. We're going to be talking about different subjects. Again, doing private conversation business meetings with Travis and possibly Kyle. I'm looking at some other prospects to come on board, maybe some investors and things of that nature to really take this podcast to the next level, because Living Loud Nation has a good name to it. It has a good message. And if nothing else, if it's a way to embrace and get the people, specifically men who are lost, who are white knights, and they're tired of being taken advantage of, if we can be an outlet for their voice, since their voice can't be heard, then if we can touch one person and they're able to change over to the way of the life of MGTOW, men going their own way, then I think we've done our job. Now, with that being said, let me get back to the story. So her friend Amanda, screenshotting what I'm saying, and I'm screenshotting what's being said over there, and it turned into just a big clusterfuck. I mean, old girl Brittany decides to send me a fucking message from her private account, and she starts leaving me, and I got it archived, so in case I need, if anything legal goes down or whatever, I mean, this girl legitimately sent me, not voicemails, but apparently with Facebook Messenger, you have the ability to record short clips, like instead of type, it's called voice text. And she was like, call me, you sorry motherfucker, fuck you, you made an enemy out of me, and I fucking, how dare you bring my child up, calling her a bastard child, and fucking, she's retarded, and all this other shit. And again, I didn't mean what I said, and I've already apologized, only because it was the right thing to do, and I was doing damage control. And damage control being that I was trying to mitigate the situation so it won't get out of hand, both online and on the behind the scenes. So I finally call her up on the messenger, and I said, look, I want to have a conversation with you, and I want to be civil about this. And everybody knows that I took the gimmick or whatever, and because of my health issues. So I was a little out of it because I got so stressed out about this shit. So I was kind of like, you know, not really. I mean, you talked to me where I'm kind of like, whatever. But I'm trying to, like, talk to this girl reasonable, just like I'm talking to you now. You know, you see I'm talking, you know, straight, not, no slurring, none of that bullshit. And I'm trying to talk to Brittany, and she's yelling and screaming, calling me a sorry motherfucker. I'm surprised she didn't go about, you know, hit me with, you know, you're a fat fuck, you need to fucking die. She didn't say none of that shit. But it was like all she kept doing was talking about her child. And I apologized, and she said there's nothing you can do to resolve this issue. Just fuck you. And I talked, she ended the conversation. She kept sending me messages talking about fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And then she ends up blocking me. So then I waited a day or so, and I tried to talk to Amanda, and I said, look, I've got about 6 to 10 of these voice recordings of her threatening me, being a disabled man. I could take to the cops. And then she goes, well, we talked to 4 lawyers, and you don't have any leg to stand on. I don't know if she's telling the truth. I don't know. I don't know. So in order to protect myself from any litigation, getting laws involved, because, you know, if you get the police involved, they're going to take the woman's side any damn way. So in order to protect my ass, I decided to do the right thing and say, look, I'm sorry. You let her know after this conversation. At first, I asked for a retraction of her statements that she made. And then she was like, you know, basically, she's basically the middle person here. And I'm trying to, like, mediate the situation and do damage control and that sort of thing. And she's like, no, you need to retract because you threatened. I'm like, nobody. I've never once threatened her. I never once threatened her fucking child. There's nothing in the context of any of the conversations that I had with her or Brittany or even on the fucking post that I said ain't threatening. I just fucking went off on her. And I said what I said, yeah. And I apologize, and the shit's over with. But the thing that was really that I should have saw it coming. She has some. I mean, I sent you the profile pic. Random dude send it. He sends me a message and says that if you upset my friend again, I'm gonna make you my bitch. And then I just said, LOL. And that motherfucker didn't even reply.
Oh, so I look at the white picture. Knight.
Yeah, and I reported that spam. So I was like, fuck it, whatever. So, I mean, I'm not worried about this guy. This guy lives in fucking Louisiana.
Did he look like some tough guy wannabe?
Yeah, like a thug, black wigger, basically a wigger.
Oh, God. Yeah, really.
Like, he had pictures of, like, wads of cash and all these tattoos, like he's some big fucking down and shit. Yeah. And I'm like, man,
basically,
you just want to be, I'll squash you like a fucking grape, dude. Shut the fuck up. What are you talking about? Get on with that bullshit, man.
Yeah, well, basically, let me tell the truth, okay? Sounds like, for one, he's white knighting. Second, it's like she's sitting there trying to use the fucking guilt trip. Oh, everybody, let me play victim fucking role, you know. Yeah, sure, man. I even kind of did get on to you say, hey, man, it was wrong, man, you know. I even had, you know, apparently some of my acquaintances and friends know this girl, man. They know this woman. And, yeah, they were all like, oh, well, it's wrong for him to say that and shit like that, you know. But I told him, you know what, just get over it. You know, the reason why he's so pissed off is because this fucking woman, yeah, it's because he got rejected by this woman. But he's also pissed off because, you know, she treated you like every other girl treats you, you know. I've been down this road before with women. Why do you think I'm MGTOW, man? Why do you think I'm 100% MGTOW? And I'm just not in the mood. I don't give a fuck anymore about relationships, dating, or even getting married. Because women treat me the same exact way as they treat fucking, you know, you and anybody else in the world these days. And a lot of these guys that claim that women are not doing it, it's all you. Just like, you know, any PUA would tell you. You know what a PUA is. Pickup artists are fucking, you know, dating experts that's there and bullshit online says, well, you know, it's you. It's you. You're the problem. You're too negative about women and shit. Get the fuck out of here with that, dude. Ain't nobody here is too negative. And, you know, me and you ain't the only MGTOWs out there, Rob. You know that. You should know that, right? We ain't the only MGTOW guys out there. There's plenty of them out there in the world because we live in a gynocentric society that thinks everything is about the worshiping the woman, and like men are supposed to fucking just bow down and want pussy all the time when it ain't like that. You can't live your life living like that. And these stupid idiot people that think that way, you know, that think that way, they don't have a clue. I mean, let's be honest, man. You know, how many people are probably married right now with kids and probably very unhappy in their relationship? Hell, half the time they have to get a hall pass just to get away from their fucking wife for a night to go have fun with their friends, and it's only like a one-time thing. All because the dude's wife won't even let him... You know, she won't even let him go out. Or you got all these fucking single moms and strippers that are strippers or whatever. I know a stripper right now, you know, personally, you know. She don't even have nothing to do with me, but she's always, like, kissing my best friend's ass because he's got all the social status and everything he can offer her shit, you know. But, you know, she ain't fucking him or anything. All she's doing is just using him for his shit. I mean, he gets free admission to a strip club every fucking weekend. I'm not going to tell who this friend is, but, you know, it's like he gets free admission, and, you know, when I go out there, I don't pay full price, but I pay, like, you know, half price, which is still cool, but it's like, you know.
Not to interrupt you, but do I know this friend?
Yeah, I think you do.
Okay.
I think you do.
Is it who I think it is that made the comment that I thought he was a good dude? I can't believe he said what he said about Brittany.
I don't think it's him. He don't owe me money, but he runs a music scene promotion. He don't owe me money no more. He already paid me back.
Okay.
But, man, I'm just going to keep with the subject of all women, not just Britney here, stupid-ass Britney here. These women these days are just so fucked in the mentally fucked in the head. They think they're supposed to be handed everything. They think single moms think they're the only time they're ever going to find somebody. Somebody's got to be special, you know, in the world. You got to be, you know, everything. It's ridiculous. This is why dating sucks these days, man, for some guys. And I've said this before in the past that, you know, nobody ever wants to admit it, but it's really hard for some men to even date. And it's really hard for some men like us to even have a girlfriend or get a girlfriend anymore because of the way society is, this gynocentric society that everybody thinks, you know how it is. Everybody thinks, yep. You know, it's all about looks and money and attractions and all kinds of bullshit. They're fed when it's not, you know, none of that's really meaningful in the world, you know, because really when it comes down to it, most guys that got looks, the good looks, I ain't saying all of them out there, most of them are usually end up being jerks. They usually end up being the woman abusers and, you know, they end up being the sorry piece of crap that probably finally the woman will divorce and in life, and then she'll probably have a kid by him. But the problem is, she'll always still have to deal with them because you already know. I gotta let the father see the kid, even though he's a deadbeat piece of crap that doesn't do nothing but beat on his ex-wife and shit. You know, we live in a fucked up society today, man. And then when there is good guys out there like me and you, man, that actually want to try to get a girlfriend or have a future for ourselves, even here at age, say, 31, in your 30s, you're pretty much getting turned down left and right by every woman in the world saying that, oh, you're too good. You know, you're getting fed all the fucking lies and bullshit what typical women do these days, because they always want to date these sorry piece of crap assholes that are going to treat them like crap. They want to date the drug dealers or the fucking jailbait or the bad boys with the fucking hot rod fucking truck or hot rod rims or whatever. And then we get blamed, guys like me and you get blamed all the time that we ain't doing nothing for ourselves. what do they say about we ain't doing nothing for ourselves? Man, I work in a fucking computer tech business, dude. I fucking actually game and go to gaming conventions. I fucking go to concerts. I actually play drums. So what am I not doing for myself? Anybody says that, man, can really go suck my left nut. That's how I feel about people like that. Anything you got to say, Rob?
No, I think you pretty much, you pretty much hit the point. And like I said, it's just, it is what it is, you know, as far as this nation that we live in, and unfortunately, it's just,
also, like,
we're about
you know, another. Oh, we are.
We're about to run out
as
far as the life. We can keep going. I'm just saying.
One real quick, I'm also going to say on this podcast, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners agree with this, half these girls always want to, you know, the bad boy type guy are the same girls that hoe around all the time and go ride the cop carousel and fucking, you know. Hell, there's this one chick recently that she was fucking making out, kissing all me and one night just not too long ago, and she's got a fucking boyfriend. But, you know, we were just having fun, of course, and I was enjoying it because, fuck it, it feels good to have a little female tension. But then again, you know, I feel bad because she's got a fucking boyfriend. So, but I'm going to look like a hypocrite right there, you know what I mean? But women do that shit these days, and it's sad. Women will fucking do that shit.
All right, we're officially in the overtime. We got about another 15 minutes. We're still recording. We're not actually live on the air. So this will be for the download. So if you want to continue the conversation, I think the points that you were hitting at were very very good. That's something I need to tell you offline, or I'll send you a message. I don't want to talk about it on here.
Yeah, I ain't really got nothing else to say, man. I mean, I'm pretty much talked about it. I can tell people, the listeners out there, real quick, if you ever heard of a guy named Tom Likas or whatever, you ever heard of him?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Yeah, he really destroys women. I mean, he tells the truth. But a lot of the stuff he says is really the truth. He's like a podcast guy, and he has people calling in all the time for him and talking about relationships and how women, exes, have done treated him like shit and stuff, you know. I don't know. And then I ain't gonna lie to you, I stumbled on a girl the other day that, this girl, I can give her YouTube name out there, is Nala Girl 504. She was talking about two parts of MGTOW, you know. She made two separate videos about MGTOW, but she also talked about how feminism is destroying the women today because she's a woman herself. And you know what? It takes a strong woman right there to admit that feminism is destroying the woman's civilization nowadays. I think she's telling the truth right there.
Hey, you said Tom Likas?
I'm Leykis.
I'm sorry, what again? Tom, how do you spell the last name?
L-E-Y is in yellow, K-I-S.
Okay, I see him. Yeah, I've heard of this guy just...
Yeah. You gotta look. Hey, you know what? I'm actually on YouTube right now. I'm surfing on my computer, and there's somebody. This woman actually said where she made a video saying, "Where have all the good men gone? They're staying clear of worthless women." Fuck yeah, I agree with that. I'd stay the hell away from them. All these fucking single moms want to date fucking try hard douchebags, and you know all the bullshit people out there. You know, because I don't know, this world's so fucked up nowadays, man. It's unreal. But you know, I'd like to talk more in the future about MGTOW, like some of the gynocentrism and some of the stuff that's going on in the MGTOW community. And you know, maybe you know, we need to talk about what MGTOW, as a MGTOW, what can you do in the future to make yourself feel better? I mean, as usual, they teach you to go your own way, but only work, you know, focus on making money and focus on your career and all that stuff. And no, for the listeners out there, do not go get rich like some of these fucking MGTOWs, other MGTOW dumbasses say, because getting rich is just a bait, easy bait for you to pretty much, as we say it, getting rich is just making you a sucker and gonna make you a sucker to be used by these fucking gold digging, conniving women these days. Don't get rich. Don't do that. I don't know why men tell you that shit. So stupid, man.
Well, there is a MGTOW website, MGTOW.com.
Yeah, I know about that.
I'm signing up for a membership right now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, man, I'm going to go ahead and call it. I think we're done here. I'm going to go ahead and end it, and I'll post the links for the show if you want to reference it back. And, well, for Tom Steele or Travis Steele, I'm Rob Smirnoff Buzzle. This has been Living Loud Nation for March 27, 2017. We will catch you on the next episode to be determined soon. So
take care, everybody.